Here's the latest CSM interview from Talking in Stations.
Cacique, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Now tell me the name of your character one more time.
The name of my character is Cacique Ibas. I'm from Cuba. I live in Las Tunas, sadly. It's a province in Cuba. It's in the west.
So you're from Las Tunas, which is in Cuba, and you're kind of in the west.
Yes.
And that's your brother playing PUBG in the background.
Yes.
So you guys are gamers?
We actually, yes, we like to be in the game. I start first playing the game, and Cuba didn't have internet until a few months ago, since 2017. We got the internet on October.
So your house got internet a few months ago?
Yes.
And how did you know to find EVE Online?
Well, actually, a friend, we like here playing Exnova. Exnova is a browser game. You can play there and you can put chips, all that kind of stuff. Then he brought me a video. He said in the name of the video was in Spanish, 10 legendary actions made by the internet gaming community. So I took the video, I seen many familiar names, World of Warcraft, Minecraft, but suddenly I saw the name of EVE, and it was amazing what people do here. The biggest battle ever made by a gaming community, B5, R5, I really don't know too much.
B-TAC-R, 5-RB.
Yes. Then I saw in the same video another action the people made. They were hunting a titan for almost 3 years. That was surprising, crazy to how people can be waiting for someone to log in for almost 3 years just to kill a titan. and then I saw the first. The third one, it was the person who create entire network or a bunkering network so it can provide access to chips, giving loans to people, giving money, chips, whatever, and then it stole the money from the corporation and all that. It was really incredible how the people can go so deep in the game and do that kind of stuff. It's really incredible. But for me, it was like, well, actually, the EVE Online game is a game I like to, because it got spaceships, it got, you know, the warp thing. You do flips and you warp in the same time. I love that. I really love the how EVE is, how you can do something great in this just small world. And you can fly wherever you want. You can meet people from any part of the globe. That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's amazing. So when did you know that you were going to like this game? You read about it and you thought, these are great things. I can't believe a game exists.
Well,
like this.
I didn't know.
Oh,
actually,
go ahead.
My internet connection really is not that good. I spend not too much time on the internet because Cuba got some limitation on that. It's time to pay and you got to pay internet. Also, it's limit, but I spent entire week downloading the game. And I didn't know when I like it or not. I just started the game. I spent like 2 hours making the character because it was so slow that back then that I really click next. And then it started, I get the chip. I was looking this year. I said, oh my God, this is crazy. I'm from the Amar race. I create my charity on the Amar Empire. And yes, it was tiny, it was shiny, it was incredible. Then I started playing Undock. and warp into several sides. I, at the beginning, I didn't know anything about the game.
So when did you know you were going to like it? The game was good enough to play, not just to read about.
Well, I spent a week here at the beginning. I really didn't have too much to do. I didn't have money to buy any kind of ships. Then I get a corp invite for my first corp invitation, and then I start playing. They took me to Lauset, very dangerous area, but I love it because I read it. I read it on the news that Lauset can be the dangerous part of the. But I like to try. I like to go there. I went there with my small Corvette, and I was killed. The first time I got killed was there. Yeah, but I love it. I start playing with other friends, or I make friends there. They help me with ships. I was mining in a small Venture. You know how the cargo is. You have to make some trips to the station before you can get something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, sí. That's my mom.
Ah, bueno, saludos.
Te saludo.
Hola, hello.
Hola, hello.
She can hear you. I'm using headphones. Yeah. Yes. And then I keep playing if I just try to make a goal on the game. Yeah. I stay on Eve. Thanks to the corporation I was belonged to before I joined TESS, before I joined Spartan Vanguard. But this guy are crazy, are very funny. I spent great times with them. Yeah, I've been laughing all the time with them. It's really enjoying.
So you were laughing with the corporation that you were in, or with TESS?
With everyone. I found guys to speak Spanish here, Mexicans from Argentina, other España también, España too. Mm-hmm. And they are crazy. They are very funny guys. And from the corp, well, the corp are really crazy guys. And they keep telling funny things all the time, and that make the game so enjoyable, so funny. So you can spend great times here. Yeah, they're really cool guys. And the star fight and the ending with several stuff. Yes, it's like they make more interesting the game.
Yeah, they make the game a lot more fun.
Yes.
Without them, would you have been able to stay around?
Without them, yes. Yeah. I'm quite sure. I am very. I'm not talking. I talk with the other guy, other people too. I got friends in Proby. Mm-hmm. Providence. I got friends on HiSec. I got friends on LowSec. Yes. Anyway, it doesn't matter what part, it doesn't matter what alliance you belong to. It just matter what you did into. So is that a person? That person has feelings, that person has choices, that person has something to do in the game. Is trying to do it. It's your shoes if you want to help or you want to step down. It's my way to look at it. I try to be friendly all the time. Just try to be friendly. Some guys here are really, really bad guys. But it's like they taking the game for them.
But you're not like that.
No, really, really. Well, I've been doing PvP lately a lot, and at the beginning I was shaking my hands and doing the PvP because I didn't want to lose my ship. It was expensive, and you know the eat parts that really it's really nervous because it's another player. You don't know what you're dealing with. He can scram you, it can kill you, he get better skills than you. And yeah, it's like never win. But when I do it, I'm doing better now. It's like you're learning all the time.
So you can see yourself improving.
Yeah.
But you've been playing a few months. You also have the disadvantage of being a Spanish speaker. I have to read everything in English. Is that hard?
Not really. At the beginning, yes. I didn't have that many talking in English, not many reading in English also. It's Cuba, you speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. But when I get online, I try to copy all that that matters to me and copy to a document, a test, and then start reading and start going deeper and they get knowledge about that. It's been quite hard, but yes, it's been good.
Tell me about some of these stories. Tell me one that you really liked where you realized that Eve was a lot of fun.
I was in my previous corp. My old CEO went email us and send a mail to us, to Red Racer and me, and tell us, hey, we're gonna do roaming that day. And I was really happy about that because I never did it before. And then that day came. It was really great. I already have my ship there. I was having a frigate. And we went to DOC, the Galende market, and I was waiting there. He get a ship to each of us to read to me, and he gets a mallard to us, and then we went. In the middle of the fire, in the middle of there, I was positioning, orbiting the gate and all that. Then my connection fell. My connection dropped. You know what? Yeah. I took my router to another house on my neighborhood so I can share the internet from another house there. So when I get at the end, when I get the tweet, they were gone then. And yeah, they were gone. It was just alone. Yes.
So you took your router to a different house to get internet connection so that you could finish the session.
Yes, that's it awesome. Was crazy.
I love that. Those are my favorite stories. This is a position, the CSM that you're running for, right? It's really a position where the company asks players, represent your friends that play this game and tell us if we're going in the right direction or the wrong direction. Why are you running for CSM? You've only been playing for a few months.
As I say in the forum, it's really hard for new players to get a decent attention in the game. When I log in the game, somebody put a bounty on me of 10 million ISK.
Oh, no.
Yes. I just recently joined the game. I was happy, but for the bounty, it was 10 million. Wow, it's a lot of money for me. But no. If it's really hard for the new players and they don't have a place to go, they don't have a nice corp or nice people to do doesn't want advantage of it because everything on if have I seen this far is from advantage. You can get advantage on this, you can get advantage on that. I've been honest all the time with my crew, with my car, with my people. They know everything almost about me, except my real name, just my CEO knows my real name. And I really like to share with them what it can be really enjoyable, can be fun, really fun, when you met the right people. And then you can choose whatever you want. You can choose to be in the big alliance, to be on the small corps, to be a pirate, to be whatever you want. It's is the choose what give you to the new players what they going to be or what they will be. That is the thing I've been going through when I started the game. I saw many people who helped me. I saw so many people who tried to be an ogre with me, but they didn't do it because it's not my nature. It's not that. So I didn't take it personal. But it's maybe other people would do and quit the game. I really don't want that because if I could bring every Cuban to the game, would like to play a spaceship game. I do it. I was doing almost all the time, mm-hmm. but it's really hard for the Cubans to be here. It's a sacrifice. But to new players from other parts or whatever country we want to come, is try to get in the game, to have fun again. Then you can choose whatever you want. Yes, free to choose. Free to do whatever you want and if. Really amazing, and you can do so many things, and so many, you can fly so many stuff.
Do you think that Cubans would like EVE Online?
Oh yeah, I think so, yes. I got a buddy, Starkiller, his name, Mr. Russo, they call him here in the test, because he has worse connection than me. I share the connection with him so he can play. I share sometimes with him my connection, my time of the internet, so he can play because he liked the game. He spent all day bored playing 7 days, playing other games. So at the end, to play just 20 minutes, an hour of it. And he enjoyed that. He enjoyed the ship, he enjoyed the big ship, the carriers, titans. We saw in test very big ship because test is a powerful entity on Eve. And we saw that ship and so, oh my god, we never thought we saw one of that ship. And we're saying now, and he's having fun. He's talking with persons from Spanish language. And yeah, he liked the game. So imagine if we can bring 20 more people, 20, 30, 100 people in the game, that will be amazing. Because we never been playing on the internet on the most played games by the Cubans on the internet is Dota.
Dota.
Call of Duty. Yes.
But it's this is a different game than those, in that it's sandbox.
It's a very hard game. It's a very different game. I told my friends it's a very hard game. I don't know how I've been playing the whole time.
I don't either. It's amazing. You might be the You are the most amazing EVE player I've ever met in my life. Because you...
Really?
Yes, you share your connection that's not very good to begin with somebody else. You split time so that he can play too.
Yes, I do that.
That's amazing. Well, you know, good luck to you on this run. I hope it works out. There is definitely room for people to be on CSM that aren't the most experienced at the game to give you insight on how this game works on real people and how they can recruit more people to play the game. And you might be the guy to talk about that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I know my old CEO is going to vote for me. But I don't know the other person how will do that. I know the CSM is going to be part of the news change from the game because I've been reading it, I've been getting all the news and all that. But the most important job for that committee people, is to get near of the people who play the games because they got so many different opinions about that. But yes, if I got room for it, I will do it on my... I don't care if I keep being poor in the game. I have to fly a small frigate, whatever. It's it's enjoyable anyway. I can go and kill anything in a Corvette. So I really appreciate it. I really do my job because it's yours. Pick me up for that. I will try to do my job in my internet time. So yes. Well, but if you don't want to, it's your choice. It's like playing if you're free, whatever you want to do, you're free, your shoes. Yes.
So yeah, you seem to bring up the word freedom a lot and ability to choose and make your own choices and stuff. And I can't help but think how that contrasts, at least from an American perspective, with Cuba. I wonder if that has any relationship.
Maybe because we have been 56 years in some, I can say, because you know it's internet and you can hear it.
Right. You can't say anything. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we won't ask you to say anything.
No.
Well, should we finish? Let's finish this in Spanish. La última pregunta que quiero hacer es, dime el momento que te gustó más que en todos los otros.
Pues fue en Providencia, cuando me mudé para allá, que hice la primera flota y vi mi primer titán. De hecho, tengo todavía la foto ahí. Hice un print screen y todavía tengo la foto ahí. Eso fue increíble para mí. Me dio la tienda de cantidad con la mala conexión que tengo, pero fue increíble.
So seeing your first Titan was the greatest moment of your Eve life.
Yes.
Great. All right, man. Thanks for this interview.
Yeah, thank you.